This is the Aviact Moly of 7th of September 2025. Original date 31st of December 2006. With the powers of determination and transformation, say farewell to the words, reasons, and problems, and become an embodiment of solutions. Today, Babdada, the creator of the new age, has come to give all his children everywhere congratulations for the new year and the new age. You children have also arrived here from everywhere in order to give congratulations. Have you come simply to give congratulations for the new year, or also for the new age? Just as you have happiness of the new age, so you also give happiness for the new age. So, do you Brahmin souls remember the new age just as much? Has the new age come in front of your eyes? Just as it is in your hearts that the new year is here, in the same way do you experience that your new age has just come? Is the awareness of this new age just as close? Does the sparkling dress of your body come in front of you? Babdada is giving you double congratulations. Have the scenes and scenery of the new age emerged in front of the minds and eyes of you children? Your bodies, minds, wealth and relationships, people of the new age, are so elevated, and you have a treasure store of all attainments. You have the happiness that today you are in the old world and that you are just about to go into the new kingdom. Do you remember your kingdom? Today you have come here for a double task. You have come to bid farewell to the old and to give greetings for the new year. Similarly, have you come simply to bid farewell to the old year? Or have you also come to bid farewell to the old nature, sanskars and behaviour of the old world? It is easy to bid farewell to the old year, but does it feel just as easy to bid farewell to your old sanskars? What do you think? Have you also come to bid farewell to Maya, or have you just come to bid farewell to the year? You want to bid her farewell, do you not? Or do you have a little love for Maya? Do you wish to keep her with you a little longer? Today, Babdada wants to enable you children everywhere to bid farewell to your old natures and sanskars. Are you able to do this? Do you have this courage? Or are you thinking that you do want to bid Maya farewell, but that she still comes? On this day, do you have the courage with the power of determination to bid farewell to your old sanskars and to give greetings for the sanskars of the new age and the new life? Do you have this courage? Those who feel that this is possible, that it has to happen, do you have this courage? Those who feel that you have the courage, raise your hands. Do you have courage? Acha. Those of you who haven't raised your hands, are you still thinking? Double foreigners raised their hands. Those who have courage, raise your hands. Not everyone. Acha. The double foreigners are clever because you have double intoxication. Just be careful. Babdada will see the result every month. Babdada is pleased that you are courageous children. You are the children who respond with cleverness. Why? Because you know that with one step of your courage, you will definitely receive a thousand steps of help from Baba. You have a right. You have a right to a thousand steps of help. It is just that Maya tries to shake your courage. Bapdada sees that you maintain courage well, and Bapdada also congratulates you from his heart. However, you do maintain courage, but as well as that, you also create wasteful thoughts. I am doing this, it has to happen, I will definitely do it, I don't know. To have thoughts of not knowing weakens your courage. In between there is this but. I am doing it, but. I do have to do it, but. I do have to fly ahead, but. This makes your courage fluctuate. So don't think about buts. You have to do it. Why would it not happen, since the Father is with you? So there cannot be any buts with the Father's company. So what newness will you bring about in this new year? Strengthen the foot of your courage. Strengthen your foot of courage to such an extent that Maya herself is shaken, but your foot doesn't shake. So will you bring about this newness in the new year? Or will you sometimes remain firm and sometimes fluctuate? You will not do this, will you? What is the duty and occupation of all of you? What do you call yourselves? Remember that. World benefactors, world transformers. This is your occupation, is it not? So sometimes Bapdada is sweetly amused. You have the title of world transformers, do you not? Are you world transformers? Or are you transformers of London? Or transformers of India? Are all of you world transformers? Whether you are living in villages, in London or America, you are all world benefactors, are you not? If you are, then raise your hands. Are you sure? Or are you only 75% that? Is it that you are 75% world benefactors? And you are allowed not to be the other 25%? What is your challenge? You have even challenged nature that you are definitely going to transform nature. So can you world transformers, you nature transformers, not become self-transformers? What is the Shakti Army thinking? This year, your title for yourselves and for the Brahmin family is world transformers. This is because, first, charity begins at home. So you will reveal the practical form of your occupation, will you not? You yourselves want your self-transformation, and Bapdada also wants it. You know that. When Bapdada asks all of you what your aim is, the majority of you says, to become equal to the Father. Is that right? You want to become equal to the Father, do you not? Or will you see about it? Will you think about it? So, in this new year, you are completing the 70th year in 2006 and are now in the 71st year. Bapdada also wants you to demonstrate this by performing some wonder. All of you have a variety of programs for doing service with so much enthusiasm. You are also successful in that. Bapdada is happy that you are successful in the efforts that you make. They do not go to waste, but why do you do service? What do you reply? In order to reveal the Father. So, today, the Father is asking you a question. You have to reveal the Father, and you definitely have to do that. But before revealing the Father, reveal yourself. Speak, Shiv Shaktis. This year, will you reveal yourselves as the Shiv Shaktis? Will you do this? Janak, speak. Will you do this? We have to do it. Your companions, those sitting in the first row, the teachers in the second row. You teachers are those who will do it this year. Not that you will do it sometime, but that you will demonstrate this by doing it. Acha, did all the teachers raise their hands, or did some not raise their hands? Acha, those from Madhaban, you have to do it. You will have to do it because Madhaban is close. Note down this date, 31st of December, and also the time, 9:20 p.m. Then the Pandava army. What are you Pandavas going to demonstrate? Victorious Pandavas. Not those who are only sometimes victorious, but you are the victorious Pandavas. Are you going to demonstrate it this year? Or will you say, what can I do? Maya came, even though I didn't want it, but she came. But Dada has told you earlier too that Maya will not stop coming till the end. However, it is Maya's duty to come. And what is your duty? To be victorious. So do not think, I did not think it would happen. I did not want it, but Maya came and it happened. Now, as well as this year, Baptada also wants to enable you to say farewell to those words. At midnight, you will bid farewell to this year, will you not? So, when you ring the bell, what will it be the bell for? For the end of the day, the end of year, or for farewell to Maya? There are two things. One is that you are weak in the power of transformation. You make very good plans. I will do this, I will do that, I will do this. Even Baptada becomes pleased that you have made very good plans. You have made very good plans, but because you lack the power of transformation, some things become transformed and other things are left. The second weakness is determination. You have very good thoughts. Today, Baptada saw so many cards, promises, resolutions, etc. So many very good letters have come. The stage was decorated with cards, letters, notes with New Year's resolutions. So you will do this and demonstrate it. It has to happen. You have to become this. Multi-millionfold love and remembrance. Everything has reached Baptada. The sounds from the hearts of all of those who are personally sitting here face to face have also reached Baptada. However, Baptada is now underlining these two powers. One is the lack of determination. The reason for this weakness is carelessness and looking at others. It will happen, I am doing it, I will do it, I will definitely do it. This year, Baptada now wants you to bid farewell to one word for all time. Should Baba tell you? In that case, you will have to bid it farewell. This year, Baptada wants to make you bid farewell to the word reasons. Let there be solutions and finish reasons. Let problems finish, and may you become embodiments of solutions. Whether the reason is yourself, your companions, the gathering, or the circumstances, in the Brahmin dictionary, the words reasons and problems must be transformed into solutions. This morning at Amrit Vela, you spoke to Baba about these things, that in the new year you will do something new. So now Babdada wants you to celebrate the new year in such a way that these two words finish. Become those who uplift others. Whether you yourself become a reason, or whether someone else is a reason, become one who uplifts others. Be a merciful soul. Be one who has good wishes and pure feelings, and give cooperation and receive love. So, what will you designate this new year as? Earlier, you used to designate each year as something in particular. Do you remember? So this year, Babdada doesn't just want this year to be designated as the year for elevated and pure thoughts, determined thoughts, thoughts of love and cooperation, but Baba wants to see you become like that. Make the power of determination and the power of transformation your constant companions. Even when someone gives you something negative, you give courses to others to transform the negative into positive. So can you yourselves not change the negative into positive? Others are externally influenced, so you have mercy for those who are influenced. The non-living images are your images, are they not? In Bharat, there are also the images of the double foreigners that are worshipped, are there not? You have seen your images in the Dwala temple, have you not? Very good. Since your non-living images are merciful, what do you say when you go in front of any of those images? Have mercy. Be compassionate. Have mercy. Mercy, mercy. So first, constantly have mercy for yourself. Then have mercy for the Brahmin family. If some are under the influence of their sanskars, if they are weak, they become senseless at that time. So do not become angry. Babdada receives a greater number of reports about anger. If not anger, you have a lot of love for its children. Bossiness is a child of anger. Therefore, just as in a family, love for the old children decreases and there is greater love for the grandchildren, so too anger is the father, and bossiness and wrong intoxication. There is a variety of intoxication. Intoxication of your intellect, intoxication of your duty, intoxication of a special task of service you carried out. All of that is bossiness. So be merciful, be compassionate. Look, in the new year you also sweeten one another's mouths. You give greetings and you sweeten their mouths, do you not? So throughout the whole year, do not show any bitterness. Those people sweeten the mouths. You mustn't just sweeten the mouths, but let your faces also become sweet. Let your faces always be filled with the love of spirituality and always smiling. No bitterness. When the majority of you have a heart-to-heart conversation with Babdada, you tell Baba honestly about yourself. because no one else listens anyway. So in the result of the majority, there is a greater report of anger and the children of anger. So in this new year, Bapdada wants you to remove this bitterness. Many of you have written your promises, saying that you don't want it to, but it comes. So Bapdada told you the reason, that it is a lack of determination. You even make a promise in front of Bapdada in your thoughts, but determination is such a power that even people of the world say about it, even if you have to leave your body, your promise must not be broken. You may have to die, bow down, transform yourself, tolerate, but only those who remain firm in their promise are successful at every step, because determination is the key to success. All of you have this key, but you lose it when you need it. So what are your thoughts? In the new year, you definitely have to bring about newness in yourself, in those who are cooperative with you, and in world transformation. Are those who are sitting at the back listening? So you are going to do this, are you not? Do not think the seniors will do it first. We are only little ones. Little ones are equal to the father. Each child has a right to the father. Even if you have come here for the first time, when you have said, "My Baba," you have a right. You have a right to follow Srimad, and you also have a right to all attainments. Teachers, make a program among yourselves. Those from abroad and also those in Bharat, make a program. Bapdada will give you a prize. Which zone, whether it is in India or abroad, will claim number one? They will be given a golden cup. Do not just make yourself this, also make your companions this, because Bapdada has seen that without the transformation of you children, the transformation of the world is taking place slowly, and souls are receiving new types of sorrow. There are new reasons why sorrow and peacelessness are growing. So now, on hearing the cries of sorrow of the children, the Father wants to see transformation. O Master bestowers of happiness, have mercy for those who are experiencing sorrow. Devotees too have become tired of performing devotion. Enable the devotees to receive their inheritance of liberation. Do you feel mercy or not? Are you busy doing your own service and with your own timetables? You are also instruments. It is not that only the seniors are instruments. Each child who has said, "My Baba," and accepted it, is an instrument. So in the new year, you also give one another gifts, do you not? So you now have to fulfill the hopes of the devotees and enable them to receive a gift. Liberate those who are experiencing sorrow from their sorrow. Give them the peace of the land of peace. Give them this gift. Give every soul in the Brahmin family the gift of love and cooperation from your heart. Do you have a stock of this gift? Do you have love and cooperation? Do you have the power to enable them to receive liberation? Those who have a lot of stock, raise your hands. Do you have such a stock? Do you only have a little stock? Those who are sitting in the first row, Do you have a little stock? Brijmohan is not raising his hand. You have this stock, do you not? Do you have this stock? Did all of you raise your hands? Do you have this stock? So what are you doing with this stock? Have you simply accumulated it? Teachers, you have the stock, do you not? So donate it. Be generous-hearted. What will those from Madhuban do? Do you have this stock in Madhuban? Everywhere in Madhuban is full of stock. So now become bestowers. Do not just accumulate. Become bestowers and continue to give. Is that okay? Acha. Now, are you able to experience yourself as the master of your mind and stabilize your mind in a second? Are you able to order it? Go to your sweet home in a second. In a second, go to your kingdom, heaven. Does your mind obey your orders, or does it fluctuate? If you, the master, are worthy and powerful, it is not possible for your mind not to obey you. So now practice this. All of you got to your sweet home in a second. Pay attention to practicing this every now and then throughout the day. The concentration of your mind will make you yourself and the atmosphere powerful. Acha. To all you extremely elevated souls everywhere who are loving and cooperative with everyone, to all the victorious children everywhere, to all the children everywhere who are powerful with the power of transformation, to all the children who constantly reveal themselves and also reveal the Father, to the children who are constant embodiments of solutions and world transformers, love and remembrance from Bab Dada, and please also accept blessings from his heart. As well as this, to all the children who are also crowns on the Father's head, to such children who are the crowns on the head, Bab Dada's Namaste. Blessing. May you be a constantly powerful soul and constantly have love for the Murli of the Murli Da. The children who have love for this study, that is for the Murli, receive the blessing of being constantly powerful. No obstacle can remain in front of them. To have love for the Murli Da means to have love for his Murli. If you say that you have a lot of love for the Murli Da, but that you do not have time to study the Murli, the Father would not accept that, because where there is love, there cannot be any excuses. This study and the love of the family become a fortress in which you remain safe. Slogan. Mold yourself to every situation and you will become real gold. Avyakt signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. When you sit to have powerful volcanic yoga, use the power to merge everything else in a second. Let all thoughts of service also become merged. Have so much power that as soon as you say stop, you are able to put a full stop. A powerful break has to be applied, not a weak break. If this takes longer than a second to do, it means that you are weak in your power to merge. Om Shanti.